My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 22nd of July 2009 at 11:15 a.m. Could you please tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Andrew Thompson, otherwise known as Tomo. I'm from Hull, but I live in London. And 1712-62.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
Okay. I was a bit nervous, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
How did you first hear about the project?
It was either online or local London TV. Can't remember.
What inspired you to apply?
Just the chance of taking photographs from a unique place that you people don't get the chance to see from.
So you'll be taking photographs from the plinth?
Yeah, I'm just going to photograph faces, yeah, people and things that are going on from a unique spot.
And why have you chosen to do that?
Well, I'm a photographer and it'd be, you know, it's what I do, and it'd be nice to maybe make a book out of it. There may be something else happening later on in the hour, which remains to be seen.
So do you think you'll be taking photos for the full hour?
Most of it.
Are you hiding something?
Not really. Well, there may be a metamorphosis, because I'm quite a metaphor.
Might there be? What might that be?
Do I have to say?
It'd be nice if you told us. I mean, no one will find out before you go
on. No, okay.
It would be on record what
Well,
you did.
The Ambassador of Zarg may make an appearance.
Ambassador of Zarg?
Yeah.
Who's the Ambassador of Zarg?
He's an alien chap.
Could you tell us a bit more about him?
He's from Zarg. He just wants world peace.
Where's Zarg?
Good question.
So he's here promoting world peace?
I'm here promoting my Credit Munch book, and he's here promoting world peace, if he comes.
If he comes, what form might he take?
Unfortunately, not in a puff of smoke, because there's no naked flames, which is annoying.
Okay, telling us a bit about your photography. Why have you decided to focus on faces?
Well, not faces, to be honest, but people looking, strangers looking into the camera, and people passing, and it's just don't know really. can we pause?
What is it that got you interested in photography?
Just photographing live bands years ago, and I had my own record label and stuff, so I used to shoot for music. Went to college, Blackpool, and then came to London, assisted. I've just always been into photography, especially about arts and stuff, music. Yeah.
So have you still got an involvement in the music industry side of it?
I still write music myself and play music. And I've got plans, but mainly photography. Yeah.
So where did your interest in music and photography stem from?
It's just natural, I think. I think the music. Well, the music came first, so the photography came after, but I don't know.
What kind of thing did you play, or what did you do when you were a musician?
Guitar, bass, recently got a ukulele, mainly guitar.
Is photography something you do full time now?
On a freelance, yeah, basis.
And what will you do with the photos that you take today?
I might make a book. You can see how it all comes out, and maybe put a little book together.
Have you got any expectations about what it'll be like to be on the
plinth? Not really, no.
Any hopes about how it will go?
Would it fall off? but no, just going to see what happens.
Have you got any fears about going up?
Not really. No.
How did you feel when you first found out you had a place?
I'd kind of forgotten I applied, so then I just thought about it and then decided, yeah, why not?
And have you been following the project?
Yeah, I've been looking online. It's been quite fun. Yeah, interesting.
Anything that has stood out so far?
Not really. The guy eating his sandwich and having a beer. not really.
Are you a follower of Gormley's work?
A bit. I'm not bits. I like the field and and stuff. But
what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
Just opportunity to be in a different place, take some photos, make a fool of myself, and a few friends coming down. I think.
Will you use the plinth to promote your work?
No. I have my credit munch book with me, but...
What is your credit munch book?
It's an art, humorous art anti-cookbook for the credit crunch era.
A humorous art anti-cookbook?
Yeah.
What kind of thing is in there?
Pod peas and crab sticks. ravioli bacon with chopsticks. Yellow milk. Whole pie. Yeah, there's lots of stuff, actually.
Is this something you've put together?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
People always took the mick out of my food, and so I started photographing it. And then I realised that there's a project there to do it in an artistic way, but to capture the humour of cheap food, but make it look really, you know, make it look good.
And what do you do with the book? Is it your own?
I'm looking to publish it, actually. I've got a few printed myself, but I'm looking to publish that.
So you'll be promoting the book from the print?
I won't. No.
We're trying to get a picture of everyone who's applied and who's taking part. Would you mind telling us some of the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Friends and family and music, creativity, and world peace.
Talking about world peace, would you tell us a little bit more about the ambassador of Zarg and where he's coming from?
He doesn't speak. So I don't know much about him, really.
How do you think he might promote world peace?
You'd have to ask him.
How would you summarise your experience of the One Another Project since you applied and to this moment?
fine, everything's been smooth, people have been cool. Yeah, no problems.
Is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish that we might not have asked you?
No.
Okay, thank you.